Good morning and welcome to Contact on Connect FM. I'm your host, Michael Clement. This morning, live in studio, we're going to be having a great conversation with Brad Leshinsky, who is the director of the NCPA Launchbox, and John Brennan, who is director of continuing education at Penn State Du Bois. We'll do that once we return after this message. Contact on Connect FM is brought to you in part by Community Counseling Services for local family-based mental health.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Welcome back to Contact on Connect FM. I'm your host, Michael Clement. About to have a great conversation this morning. I've said this in the past, and I'll say it now. There are two real main gems in my mind in our city that really go a little unnoticed, but they are extremely important to us. One is the Free Medical Clinic of Du Bois. But the other that I have talked about over the years is Launchbox at Penn State Du Bois. Extremely important to our community, extremely valuable to us, and all of the training and the things that go on there. So I wanted to highlight them this morning. So I'm grateful that the director of NCPA Launchbox and business lecturer Brad Leshinsky could join us. And he's also brought John Brennan, who is a director of continuing education at Penn State Du Bois. Gentlemen, thank you for making the time to stop on Contact.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to the both of you. Brad, I think we'll start with you, if that's okay. Maybe you can remind the community about what Launchbox is and how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. Launchbox is an entrepreneurship and innovation center. So we work directly with startup businesses as well as existing businesses to help them grow and prosper. We can work in areas of developing patents, trademarks, prototypes, helping assist with business plan development through our partnership, work on marketing strategies. We hold entrepreneurial workshops. We also have a strong K through 12 STEM and STEAM program. To date this past year, we've worked with over 650 students from seven different counties, providing STEM and STEAM programming. We do a lot through our Idea Lab, which focuses on 3D printing, vinyl printing, augmented reality, virtual reality, and laser engraving. And we're getting ready to open our Smart Lab, which will focus on robotics and programmable logic controls, cybersecurity, AI, as well as additive manufacturing.
Yeah, when you just rattle off that list, that's mind-boggling in and of itself. And I think that's why it's so important that people know that this is here, right here in Du Bois. It's powered by Penn State at Penn State Du Bois. Tell us, that's got to be really exciting. In my mind, it's very exciting for our region. You mentioned at least seven counties, 650 students have come, but I think with the powdered metal industry and things that are going on in our region, what Launchbox has to offer is extremely valuable and important to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Working with the powdered metal companies and helping them to develop new technologies through our Idea Lab, working with additive manufacturing, different materials and so forth, we've been highly successful and very excited to be able to work with those companies to help them grow. We're looking at a new program, recognizing the fact that our population within the seven counties is declining, as well as there's a tremendous amount of jobs that are available in those fields but are going unfilled. One of the solutions to that is automation. And automation, we're already witnessing throughout our region, whether it's Walmart, it's fast food, in manufacturing. Somebody has to be able to program and operate those robots. And so essentially what we're looking at doing is taking someone and upskilling them and giving them the knowledge and the wherewithal to be able to program the robots to handle the functions. We've seen robotic cells that are capable of doing 4 jobs at once. But again, you need somebody to be able to program and operate them. So that is something that we're looking at doing. We're running a pilot program, which is called the Industry 4.0 Academy, next school year, working with the Du Bois Area High School. We know that they have seniors that go to school roughly half a day and either go on work release out in the community to work jobs or potentially go home. We want to provide them a free opportunity to come to the Penn State Du Bois campus from noon to 2:30 and get training in robotics automation, programmable logic controls, AI, cybersecurity, and additive manufacturing. They will all receive certificates in all 4 modules. Those modules will be 9 weeks in total and will be taught by Penn State faculty.
Yeah, which is amazing. So I want to be clear, it's a free program.
This pilot program is a free program, absolutely.
Which is, I'm really just thrilled to hear that, because I think as technology, as you said, continues to change, the way we teach is going to change. I think we're obviously in an era of more hands-on training is definitely needed. So if you're in high school and I do know some seniors, current seniors, who are, they leave school. And they either go work at the family business or at the farm or something that is training them for the future. But this sounds like an amazing program.
Yeah, one thing that we've recognized is, more so than ever, Gen Zers are very conscientious about making the decisions that impact their future, looking at pricing and so forth. And so Penn State Du Bois is really taking a hard look at, you know, we know that we can offer the 2-year and 4-year degrees. What else can we do to really try and target our area youth? And so we're looking at innovative vocational training, trainings that aren't currently taking place in our region. And this is high-end, high-technology-related vocational training that we feel is a great pathway besides a traditional 2 or 4 year degree that will lead to high wage paying positions. The positions within AI, cybersecurity, and robotics and automation, you know, they range from $50,000 up to $120,000. So we feel that by providing programs like this, that we're going to be able to capture a different audience, upskill individuals maybe that aren't necessarily looking at college as an option, and be able to put them in the North Central region able to make a living wage.
Right, and we have a great place to live. I think people love living here for lots of different reasons, but we're smaller, we're closer, we know our folks. But these are jobs that are coming to our area, and people don't really think about that, but this automation is here. It's definitely on its way if it's not here already. So these are jobs that you're talking about that young people can say, if I really want to stay in Du Bois, you're going to have that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. The North Central region has an extremely low cost of living. If you enjoy the outdoors,
right.
I don't really think you can pick a better place within Pennsylvania. As well as you have access to major metropolitan areas a couple hours away.
Right.
So there's a lot of opportunity here. A lot of jobs are available, and it's about upskilling individuals to put them into those, wage-paying positions that are going to give them a great quality of life.
Yeah, with the potentiality of making the numbers you threw out are really good numbers, particularly for our area. And when I was growing up younger, it was always, you know, Michael, you're probably going to have to move away because there just are not enough jobs or good-paying jobs in this area. We're going to see the flip of this.
Absolutely. Nearly everyone is looking for employment, you know, employees at this point in time. So it's one of Penn State Du Bois' mission is to help fill those vacancies.
Yes, and I've had the privilege of going through Launchbox a few times. I sat on the advisory board and also just taking tours and asking you questions, Brad. But maybe you can explain to people, like, I've seen the 3D printers. It's amazing. This isn't just like a little printer you pick up at Staples. This is a very, very interesting and exciting to watch. Like, kind of describe what that lab looks like.
Sure. So within our IDEA lab, we have 15 3D printers. There are three different types. Traditional 3D printing would be classified as FDM printing. It kind of works like a hot glue gun, where you have plastic filament going through a heated extruder, like the end nozzle of a glue gun, and it melts layer by layer, forming whatever object you're attempting to print. So we have a handful of those that print different materials. Then we get into liquid resin printing. So it's actually a liquid that once it's hit with a laser light, it hardens. And we have materials that range from extremely flexible material, almost like a silicon or a rubber, to extremely brittle or hard material that if you're going to break it, it's going to completely shatter. So it has a very strong strength to it. And then you get into nylon 12 powder printing. So nylon 12 powder resembles drywall dust is the easiest way for me to explain it. And what happens through the process is a laser light sinters that nylon 12 powder together, and you end up with a very smooth, what I would refer to as end user part. So as we go through prototyping, which is coming up with a brand new design for an object, oftentimes we'll start with a FDM print because it is the easiest essentially to print off. And then we'll work our way through either resin or nylon 12 because those are closer to end use or ready-made parts to actually go out into the field.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate all of that so our listeners can hear that. And also just like when you walk in the room, how impressive it is to see all of these printers. And I want to be careful here because I may get my facts wrong, but it's my understanding that the general public can come on over and see Launchbox at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. The lab is open from 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. We put programming together all the time. We provide free tours. We have a lot of other equipment besides the 3D printers. We have augmented reality. We have virtual reality. The difference is virtual reality, once you put the goggles on, you're in 100% virtual world. So you're not really knowledgeable of your surroundings. Augmented reality is like a pair of safety glasses with a computer attached to it. And you are actually seeing something virtual in front of you, but you still see the room that you're standing in. And so,
and if I recall, we put those on when I was there. And it was very fascinating and a great way to train people, right?
Because
it's one way that companies now can train workers.
A real quick example of augmented reality is you can log in from any computer in the world into a set of augmented reality glasses. So if you were to buy a machine from California, traditionally somebody would send a service technician to help set up that machine, do some training. Now with augmented reality, they can log in from California into your augmented reality glasses and literally draw on their computer screen what areas, what levers they want you to flip and so forth. So you can do trainings with them. You can diagnose problems. It's kind of like utilizing FaceTime on your cell phone, but this is on steroids. It's really practical to be able to use. We also in the lab have laser engraving, so we can cut, engrave, emboss, etch glass, wood, metal. We have nylon injection molding to where we have five different types of polymers, and we have a mixer to where you can mix the different polymers together to create different materials and inject them into a mold. And finally, we have vinyl printing. We have a 54-inch roll-in vinyl printer that we can print posters, banners, car graphics, essentially window clings, heat transfer vinyl. So we do an awful lot of work for different school districts, nonprofits, and so forth.
And businesses have reached out too. I want to note that they can reach out to you and say, hey, Brad, can the team print this? I mean, there's a cost associated with it, but it's not what you would probably pay somewhere else. So if you're a business looking for that, or a nonprofit or a school district, they should definitely give you a call.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have work study students that are students of the campus. So this is really a great experience for them to be able to bring a job in and actually see it through to where they're returning that product back to the customer, whether it be a school district, nonprofit, business, et cetera.
Yeah, and you as the director, you have to be excited with the way this program has grown and what impact it's had on our community.
Oh, absolutely. I remember getting started. I think we were third to the last as far as getting our approval through Invent Penn State. And from what we're being told, we're one of the stronger launch boxes within the Penn State system. We've provided services to over 15,000 individuals throughout our region. We're the first launch box to start off with K through 12 programming, right. The first launch box to be regional in nature. So we're very proud of that, and we owe a lot of that to the fact that we have a very good team at Penn State Du Bois. Whether it's admissions, CE, marketing, the faculty, other staff, everybody works together to really try to make Launch Box a success.
Absolutely, and I'll say it. I have met him a few times. Your chancellor seems committed to it, as did your last chancellor, Scott McBride. I think everybody was pretty committed to wanting to see this happen and said, all right, Brad, make this happen. And really, truly, Penn State Du Bois Launch Box has become, I think, the template, if you will, for the rest of this Commonwealth to follow what a successful launch box looks like. I may be biased, but
no, there's anytime you see an article coming out of an event, Penn State or even Penn State in general, there is a huge focus on entrepreneurship and innovation, because that is going to be the pathway to success moving forward. We have to be able to reinvent ourselves,
right.
Innovate, and that's what we're trying to do here in Central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe you're doing a wonderful job. I think with that, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to John Brennan. We'll do that after this message. Contact on Connect FM is brought to you in part by Lifespan Family Services for local adoption and foster care services.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
Welcome back to Contact on Connect FM. I'm your host, Michael Clement. We're having a great conversation this morning about LaunchBox, which is located at Penn State Du Bois, with Brad Leshinsky, who is the director of the NCPA LaunchBox, and also John Brennan is here. He is the director of continuing education. But before we get into that, off air we were chatting. I do want to mention this. In my tour, I met a great young man, Johnny Williams, and he has done exceptional work, and I didn't know if we could describe it a little bit, but we're talking about millions of dollars in projects for companies, some really innovative stuff that he's done. I don't know if either of you can.
Could spend an entire show talking about some of the things that Johnny's done since we kind of brought him into the group.
Right.
He has worked on solutions, production solutions for companies. He has designed custom robotics grippers for companies who had trouble with off-the-shelf type pieces that they were trying to use to move some of these unique parts that they make in the powdered metal
industry.
And
I've held some of these parts in my hands at the lab, and you should definitely check it out.
So, I think when Brad and I brought some of that equipment in, I thought, we had a good idea how we were going to use it, but bringing Johnny in has really even expanded that more than the vision that I had ever had for what we brought in. And so having his unique, brain, I guess.
Yeah, and
has been very important.
Absolutely.
Because companies have really been grateful. They spread the word. We have a different company coming in pretty much once a week saying, I need this. Can you do it? Johnny doesn't say no to anything.
He tries it out, yeah.
So it's kind of a neat process to hear at the end of the week what he's done. And now with the Industry 4.0 Academy, Johnny's kind of the driving force. Recently went to Chicago and brought back an industrial robot to get that project kicked off. Mm. And we have another robot on order that should be here, you know, in another few weeks maybe. So that's, you know, he's going to be a big part in that. And we're really thankful that he's kind of accepted the challenge that we threw at him. And he's gone way above and beyond the call of duty for the things that we do at the campus.
Yeah, he absolutely has. And I've had the pleasure of meeting with him and talking with him. Again, it's serving our community and helping these companies who are looking for some solutions. And again, you have this gem, Penn State DuBois, and you have Launchbox on there. It's unbelievable that you can just walk onto campus and do that. I do want to stress that. Like, again, private companies can call. If your child or if you're someone who's inventing something and you really want to build it, you should definitely go talk to Launchbox and see what they can do.
I mean, I can think of a project. A young man came to the campus for some continuing ed training.
Yeah.
And walked by, you know, our Launchbox looks kind of, or our Idea Lab looks kind of similar to this, where we have glass walls,
right.
And you walk by it and look in and see the equipment. And he kind of asked me, you know, what is that place? And I told him, and he said, well, I'm in this training, but I'd love to talk to somebody. I said, well, just stop. That's Johnny. He'll talk to you. He had an idea for a travel game, like a kid's game. And Johnny helped him develop his prototype. You know, I don't know if we've talked to him recently, but I know he was moving forward, had a patent attorney, was going to try to get it patented. And so that's the kind of thing Johnny helped develop that for him, and now he's moving forward with his invention.
Amazing. That's
so
amazing.
It's everything from the grassroots inventor the whole way up to these multi-million dollar companies that need help, and now they can do all that locally through Brad and the Launchbox. I mean, it's pretty amazing stuff. I never thought that we would be where we are at this point. So we're way ahead of what our projection was.
Which is exceptional for our area and community. So we appreciate all the efforts there. I did want to mention, John, you are the director of continuing education. Obviously, education as the economy changes for what we would call your non-traditional student, I think, or somebody who just needs more as we get older. I don't know if I fall under continuing ed, but maybe you can tell us how all that works.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone that works at the campus, our underlying goal is to bring students, whether it's our degree-seeking students or youth coming in to learn about 3D printing or whatever it is. So we have some very unique trainings at our campus that fit within the scope of our region. So we developed about 7 years ago a die setter training. Die setters are the men and women who put the pieces in the powder metal machines to press out those metal parts. They have to be, you know, part scientist, part operator, you know,
right.
Part weightlifter, all these things. And so it was very unique because it's not a degree program. There's no certificate or industry recognized credential out there. So we started at the ground up. And from that has now spawned CNC lathe, and we're working on a CNC mill program. Right now, to kind of fall in line with what we're doing with Industry 4.0 Academy, we have a post-high school CNC lathe training out there for the seniors who are graduating and may not have a higher ed plan or a career plan right now. Right now, we have 4 enrolled in that program that will start in June. We still need 4 more, so if you have a graduating senior in your life and they're not quite sure what they want to do, have them give me a call. They should have also received this already through their school. The guidance counselors at the local schools were all very helpful in trying to get the word out there. But those are the kind of things that we're trying to create. Out of that program, some of those kids might end up going into a manufacturing facility. Some of them might come into our engineering program. Some of them may decide that's not what they want to do.
Sure.
But they really don't have anything invested in that program but their time and if they're traveling. Right now I have a young lady from St. Mary's, a young man from Ridgeway, and 2 young men from DuBois. So still looking for more, and we're trying to invent more programs like that all the time.
Yes, and with that, we have about a minute left, but best way to get a hold of you to find out about that program?
I think that you could go on our...
you can go to our web.
You can go to our webpage. But certainly calling us, my phone number is 375-4836. You can find me at Penn State's website, jpb367@psu.edu is my email address. Or go to your guidance counselor. They know who we are.
They know how to get a hold of you.
Yep.
Gentlemen, I just want to greatly appreciate you, a real gem in our community, a major investment, and making a huge difference in our region. We thank you for coming on.
Thank you.